The hound snatched up a torch to light their way. Sansa followed close beside him. The ground was rocky and uneven. The flickering light made it seem to shift and move beneath her. She kept her eyes lowered, watching where she placed her feet. They walked among the pavilions, each with its banner and its armor hung outside, the silence weighing heavier with every step. Sansa could not bear the sight of him. He frightened her so. Yet she had been raised in all the ways of courtesy. A true lady would not notice his face, she told herself. "You rode gallantly today, Sir Sandor," she made herself say. Sandor Clegane snarled at her. "Spare me your empty little compliments, girl. And your sirs. I'm no knight. I spit on them and their vows. My brother is a knight. Did you see him ride today?" "Yes," Sansa whispered, trembling. "He was gallant," the hound finished. "He was mocking her," she realized. "No one could withstand him," she managed at last, proud of herself. It was no lie. Sandor Clegane stopped suddenly in the middle of a dark and empty field. She had no choice but to stop beside him. "Some scepter trained you well. You're like one of those birds from the Summer Isles, aren't you? Pretty little talking bird, repeating all the pretty little words they taught you to recite." "That's unkind." Sansa could feel her heart fluffing in her chest. "You're frightening me. I want to go now."